சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
பேஜ் 27 வர்ஸ் 26.
பிரத்யக் பரோக்ஷாதி விரோதமாத்மனஹ விஹாய சங்க்ருஹ்ய தயோஸ்சிதாத்மதாம். சம்சோதிதாம் லக்ஷணயா ச லக்ஷிதாம் ஜ்ஞாத்வா ஸ்வமாத்மானம் அதாத்வயோ பவேத்.
Shri Rama is entering the Mahavakya Vichara, the analysis of that Mahavakya. One has to go through that Mahavakya for Aikya Jnanam. Tattvamasi Mahavakya he is analyzing. For that, he begins the process of understanding the Mahavakya. I, the Jivatma, am identical with Paramatma, is the Mahavakya conclusion. Mahavakya says, you, the Jivatma, is none other than that Paramatma only. Whenever the Upanishad makes this statement, we cannot understand how can I be the Paramatma, because Paramatma is not available around. He is not available for my perception. How do I claim I am that Paramatma? For that Shastra says, you have to understand the factors in Paramatma, the components, and the components in Jivatma you have to understand. In those components, one component is uniform, the same, that is Atma, the original consciousness. So Ishvara, the Paramatma, is having his own medium, Maya medium, Upadhi, and Maya Pratibimbita Chaitanyam. Maya is the medium, RM. Maya Pratibimbita Chaitanyam Ishvara and original Sakshi Chaitanyam, original consciousness, OC, RC, RM at macro level. Similarly, at Jivatma level also, again the components are there. 5 components I said, that is 3 Sharirams we can take. But instead of 3 Sharirams, we take whole, all 3 Sharirams put together, medium, RM. Either 1 or 2 or 3, all mediums put together, RM. Reflected medium, or reflecting medium. In this micro medium, the OC is reflecting. That is called RC, reflected consciousness. Reflected consciousness reflecting in the individual medium, that is called avidya. In that avidya individual medium, OC is reflecting. ஆல்சோ இன் ஜீவாத்மா ஆல்சோ எகெயின் ஓசி இஸ் தேர், ஆர்சி இஸ் தேர், ஆர்எம் இஸ் தேர். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் வென் யூ ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் த மிரர், ஒரிஜினல் ஃபேஸ் இஸ் தேர், ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் ஃபேஸ் இஸ் தேர், மிரர் இஸ் தேர், ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் மீடியம். சிமிலர்லி ஹியர் ஆல்சோ இண்டிவிஜுவல் பாடி இஸ் அ ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் மீடியம். இன் திஸ் மீடியம் தெர் இஸ் அ ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் கால்ட் பிரத்யேகாத்மான. பிரத்யேக ஆத்மா, பிரத்யக் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் அப்ராக்சிமேட், வெரி க்ளோஸ், இன்டிமேட் ஜீவாத்மா. பிரத்யக்ஷத சித்தம் பிரத்யக் ஆத்மா ஜீவாத்மா. பரோக்ஷாதி ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் பரோக்ஷம், மீடியம் இஸ் மேக்ரோ மீடியம், ஆல் பர்வேடிங். விரோதம் அஸ்தி, தேர் இஸ் எ டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் மேக்ரோ அண்ட் மைக்ரோ, தேர் இஸ் லாட் ஆஃப் டிஃபரன்ஸ். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஓஷன் அண்ட் வேவ், தேர் இஸ் எ லாட் ஆஃப் டிஃபரன்ஸ். ஃப்ரம் த ஓஷன் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட், வேவ் கெனாட் பி ஓஷன். ஃப்ரம் வேவ் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட், ஓஷன் கெனாட் பி வேவ். So ocean is vast, wave is small, very less pervasive. Similarly, you take Jivatma is like a wave, Paramatma is like a ocean. What is the content? Last class I gave the same example. What is the content between the wave and ocean? Water only. Similarly, I the Jivatma and the Paramatma, both of us are different. He is Sarvajnaha, I am Alpajnaha. Omniscient, I am Alpiscient. I know very little. From the medium standpoint, from Nama Rupa standpoint, wave standpoint, wave is small. It is temporary. It has got arrival. It has got departure. Wave standpoint, all these are there. Limitations are there. Birth is there. Death is there for wave. But even the water standpoint, from water stand, you see the wave as water. Does it have got any birth or death as water? Wave as water, if you see, no birth, no death. It is not temporary. It is always there. Water. Water, water, water. Now everywhere water. In the class also there is water. Water drishtya one. Okay, nice example Bhagavan has given to you. In the classroom there is a water. That water drishtya one and the same. Water, ocean water, this is also water. Of course, this water is sweet, that water is salt, that's all. Therefore, we have to understand, pratyak parokshadi. Paroksha means that Paramatma who is paroksham, far away. Far away, that Paramatma. So, in English, whenever we use the expression, a person or thing is near, we say this, idam, here, here, idam, we say. Sanskrit, English, you should know what is the difference, far and near. So that's what I want to tell you, parokshadi pratyakki, you have to know. When it is near your hand, this you say, it is near your hand, this I use. In Sanskrit, idam. Idam means this. This means it is available near your hand. That is this. That chair is not available to my hand. Therefore that. So this, it is available for my hand. A thing or a person. Then still nearer, suppose. Not near to my hand. It is still nearer. Etat. Near to my hand is called idam. It is more near than idam. நாட் ஈவன் ஹேண்ட் டிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் வெரி மச் க்ளோஸ். ஏதத் மீன்ஸ் வெரி க்ளோஸ், நாட் அட் ஆல் ஃபார். ஏதத் திஸ் இஸ் யூஸ்ட் டு எ பர்சன் ஆர் எ திங் வெரி வென் இட் இஸ் ஸ்டில் நியரர், ஸ்டில் நியரர். சிமிலர்லி when it is distance, there is a distance, a person or a thing, when there is a distance, we say adas shabdah, adas, it's very distant, far away, far away, in that is adas shabdah we use in Sanskrit. Still further, Paramatma is far, far away, no, that's why tat. Tat means far away. Certain things are far away, somehow you can reach there. In course of time, you reach there, that is called others. That. But that which you cannot see at all, planets, so far, far distance, Paramatma is never available for your perception. Therefore, far, far distance, that. That's why this hand goes that side, no? That. So, idam, etat, adas, tat. Why this explanation? In Mahavakya, the word tat comes. Far, far away, Paramatma. From body, upadhi drishtya. Bhagavan is far, far away. But if you see the atma drishtya, one and the same. That's what he says. In this 26th shloka, which we were seeing in the last class, Atmanaha virodham asti. Pratyak parokshataya means upadhi drishtya virodaha asti. Vev nama rupa, motion nama rupa, virodha is there. One is vast pervasive, one is less pervasive. One is temporary, one is permanent. Motion is permanent. It compared to wave, there is bheda, virodha there. They cannot be one. Virodhataya. That is what he says. That virodha, whatever you see, sopadhika, jivatma, paramatma, virodha, asti eva. Then what you have to do? Tayoho chidatmatam sangrihya. Virodha atmanaha vihaya. By giving up the name and form intellectually giving up the name and form vihaya, then what you have to do? Tayoho chidatmatam. Tayoho means tayoho, whose? Chidatmatam means jivatmanah paramatmanah chit atma. Chideva atma, chidatma, you take that only. Don't take all upadhi attributes and all. Never take the attributes. From your mind, you drop the attribute. Just as when you see the wave, you drop the waveness, wave form, you focus only on water. By dropping the wave name, wave form, take the only water, can you take or not? Similarly, here also, Chidatmata means Paramatma, Jivatma. Jiva name is from the standpoint of Upadhi, Jivatvam, finitude. Parama, the supreme, is because of from the Upadhi, Maya, Macro, Upadhi. Therefore, Parama is supreme, Jiva is finite. These attributes, you keep it aside and take the Atma there. Chid Atma Tam. That Atma which is available in Paramatma, that Atma which is available in Jiva Atma, both are one and the same. I am Atma with body-mind complex. So, I am Chid Atma. With a temporary body-mind complex. Paramatma is also Atma with temporary Ishwaratvam, Sarvajnatvam, Sarvavyapitvam, அசங்கத்வம், ஆல் ஆர் ஈஸ்வராஸ் இது. சோ ஆல் ஆர் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், ஃபைனைட் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் தேர் இன் ஈஸ்வர் ஆல்சோ தேர் ஆர் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். வி கீப் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் அசைட், கீப் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் அசைட். வை தே ஆர் நாட் ரியல். வை ஐ ஹேவ் டு கீப் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் அசைட்? பிகாஸ் தே ஆர் நாட் ரியல். வேவ் நேம் ஃபார்ம் இஸ் ரியல் ஆர் வாட்டர் கண்டென்ட் இஸ் ரியல்? டெல் மீ. Whatever temporarily has come, name and form, they are not real. They cannot be real. The body-mind complex also, temporary form, temporary name. Ishvara name form also temporary. Therefore, what is permanent in both of them, that you have to take. You want permanent thing or temporary thing? Permanent job you want. Similarly, permanent, everyone vote for permanent. Similarly, vote for permanent Atma. Why you are voting for impermanent body? Who says? Rama says. Vihaya. You need not drop the body. Just to say, this body is not me. Clear? This body is not me. It is mine. Body is mine. What is mine is not me. What is the law? What is mine is not me. Therefore, I am different from the body. That I am is Chidatma. I, the Chidatma, am available in temporary body-mind complex. Okay? That is called Vihaya. How you have to give up? In this manner. By understanding. By understanding, you drop intellectually. Intellectually, what you have to drop? Not Chidatma. Body, mind. This is I-ness and mind-ness towards body. Ahankara, mamakara towards body, you drop. That's all. Identity with the body-mind complex alone, you have to drop intellectually. How to drop intellectually? Say that this body-mind is made out of matter. There is a bundle of chemicals made out of panchabhutas. How can I be the panchabhuta, matter, prakriti, jadam? I don't want to be a jadam. If anyone calls me a jadam, I am very angry. Then when anyone calls you a jadam inert, why you are angry? Tell me. Why you are angry? I don't want to be, called by anyone as jadam, inert. That means claiming I am body. If anyone calling as jadam, inert, I am angry. See, you are understanding this. Therefore, I am originally consciousness, existence, principle. I am not body, available only in the temporary body. Permanently available or temporary available? Temporarily in this body I am available. That is called Vihaya. After giving up this intellectually, I have to do something else. I have to take something. What? Chidatmatam sangrihya. Having, claiming that, you have to claim that I am Chidatma. I am Chidatma, I have to claim. Wave claim itself as wave. Wave claim I am wave, it will have what? Finitude. I am temporary, I am small, I may perish any time. That problem will be there in the wave. If wave recognize I am water, even though in wave form I am water only, I was water, I am water, even this wave form goes away also, I am water. Example, when I am talking, your face is so bloomy. Same it should be when I am talking Dashtanta also. I the Chidatma, I was there before this body, mind, wave, before it is coming, I was there in Chidatma Rupena. Now also I am available in this body in the form of Chidatma. Even this body perish after few decades. It is going to perish, but I continue as Chidatma. பரமாத்மா ஆல்சோ சிதாத்மா, ஐ எம் ஆல்சோ சிதாத்மா, தேர்ஃபோர் சிதாத்மா சங்கிரஹ்ய, இன்டலெக்சுவல்லி சங்கிரஹ்ய. ஹேவ் யூ டன் தட் ஆர் நாட் நவ்? குட். சிதாத்மதாம் சங்கிரஹ்ய, திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சம்சோதிதாம் லக்ஷணயா லக்ஷிதாம், திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சம்சோதனம். வடிவமின்மை சம்சோதனம்னு, சம்சோதனம் மீன்ஸ் டீக்கிங் த ப்ராப்பர் ஆர் அப்ரோப்ரியேட் மீனிங் இஸ் கால்ட் சம்சோதனம். டீக்கிங் த ப்ராப்பர் ஆர் அப்ரோப்ரியேட் மீனிங் இஸ் கால்ட் சம்சோதனம். லக்ஷணயா, தட் விச் இஸ் இண்டிகேட்டட், வேவ் இஸ் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஓஷன். வென் ஐ சே யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக், ஹவு கேன் இன் த வேவ் பி டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஓஷன், ஓஷன் இஸ் சோ பிக், வேவ் இஸ் சோ ஸ்மால், யூ ஷுட் நாட் டேக். இண்டிகேட்டட் லக்ஷணயா லக்ஷிதா மீன்ஸ் whenever I say wave is ocean, you have to read in between lines. Wave is ocean only from one standpoint. What is that standpoint? Tell me. Water standpoint. I didn't say water. Water word I have not used. But what is my statement? Wave is ocean. When I say, you have to see the lakshana lakshita samshodhita, proper meaning, appropriate meaning you have to take to my statement. Whenever I say wave is ocean, wave can be ocean only from water standpoint. Otherwise wave can never be ocean. Ocean is ocean, wave is wave. Similarly I can say ocean is wave. Suppose I say ocean is wave, my statement is this. You have to do samshodhanam. Samshodhanam means what? Proper meaning, appropriate meaning you have to take. You cannot say, Swamini, your statement is wrong. My intention you have to understand. Ocean is wave. My statement is this. And my intention you have to understand. That is called shodhanam. Lakshana lakshita. You have to take the indicated intention of the the one who makes the statement. How can ocean be wave? That means ocean is water, wave is also water. Therefore ocean is wave means both are water alone. Ocean water, wave water, both are one and the same. Puriyadho? That is called lakshana lakshitam. But in the statement I have not used the water statement. You have to read in between lines. This is called samshodhanam. Samshodhitam lakshanayate lakshitam jnatva. Now you have understood the statement jnatva. Sam atmanam atha advayaha bhavet. Similarly you understand your atmanam. Your own self, not your own self, you are the self, really speaking. If I say myself, means I am different, self is different, like my body. When I say my body, I am different from body. Similarly, myself is, I am different, myself is different, I know. Myself means I am the self. I am the self. When I am the self, when I say, am I sthula shariram or sukshma shariram or karana shariram? None of them. Sthula shariram residing in Srinagar, Adayar, Thiruvanmayur, somewhere it is staying. Sthula shariram. I am a self, chidatma, I am all pervading. But we are claiming ourselves as all pervading. Body pervading, I am taking. Guru talking, hammering from the all pervading. When can it gel? That is why you have to give up that vachyartha. Primary meaning of I you have to drop. Rama is going to say from the next shloka. How to own up this Atma Swarupam? How to drop this body-mind identity? Ahankara, mamakara, how to drop? ஒன்ஸ் யூ டிராப் தட், யுவர் ஃபைனிட்யூட் வில் கோ அவே, யுவர் லிமிடேஷன் வில் கோ அவே, தென் யூ வில் பிகம் ஏ முக்தஹா. நாட் பிகமிங், யூ ரிகக்னைஸ் யூ ஆர் எவர் ஃப்ரீ சச்சிதானந்த ஆத்மா. ஜ்ஞாத்வா ஸ்வம் ஆத்மானம் அத்வயஹா பவேத். அத்வயஹா மீன்ஸ் செகண்ட்லெஸ். ஐ ஆம் வாட்டர். ஹவு மெனி வாட்டர்ஸ் ஆர் தேர்? ஹவு மெனி வாட்டர்ஸ் ஆர் தேர்? டூ ஆர் த்ரீ ஆர் ஃபோர்? ஒன்லி ஒன். த வாட்டர் இன் த ஓஷன், த வாட்டர் இன் த கிளாஸ் ரூம், ஆர் டூ வாட்டர்ஸ் ஆர் ஒன் வாட்டர்? ஒன் வாட்டர். தட் வாட்டர் இஸ் இன் த ஓஷன், நவ் தட் வாட்டர் இஸ் இன் த கிளாஸ் ரூம், தட்ஸ் ஆல். கண்டெய்னர் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், கண்டென்ட் இஸ் சேம். Containers are different. Classroom is a container. Now water, lot of water around you. We are like in a, what, pond. Still you are listening. Okay. So, ஆனந்தமா கேட்டு அகம் ஆத்மா. So, there are no many waters. One water. Anywhere, at any place, at any time, one water. One waters. Waters is always nitya bahuvachanam. So waters. Then when I say waters, they don't think many waters are there. Waters. One waters alone is there. There are no many. Similarly, even though there are many bodies, only one chidatma. In all bodies, only one Chidatma is there. I have to recognize that. Recognize the Chidatma here in this body. Recognize Chidatma in that body, entire universe you recognize. That is called recognizing Paramatma. That is also Chidatma. This is also Chidatma. Clear? I hope. Now Advayam or not? Secondless? Next shloka we will read. Shloka number 27.
Ekatmakatva jahati na sambhavet. Tatha jahallakshanata virodhatah. சோயம் பதார்த்தா விவபாக லக்ஷணம் யுஜ்யேத தத்வம் பதயோரதோஷதஹ
வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஸ்லோகா. நவ் லார்ட் ராமா is entering into a highly technical topic. Highly technical topic is a linguistic analysis. Highly new terms he is going to use. If you have already attended Taittiriya Upanishad, other Upanishad classes, you are familiar with these words. Otherwise, try to understand. Very, very important. In Vakya Vritti, very elaborately, Shankaracharya analyzed. In Vakya Vritti. Now, before going to the shloka, I will give you the gist behind these technical terms. Whenever we make a statement, a sentence or a statement, it has got a primary meaning. Primary meaning is a meaning. It is called, here he is going to do a process. A vritti, it is called vritti. The process of a statement is called vakya vritti. Vakya means a sentence. The process of a sentence is called vakya vritti. That is why the text name is called vakya vritti. Mahavakya, the process. Called Vakya Vritti. The process is called Vritti. The primary process is called Mukhya Vritti. Primary process is called Mukhya Vritti. Then primary meaning is called mukhya arthaha. Mukhya arthaha. Mukhya arthaha. Primary meaning. Immediate meaning. When the person makes a statement, immediately what you understand, that is called primary meaning. Mukhyarthaha, popular meaning, immediate meaning, that which strikes immediately in your mind. Popular meaning. That popular meaning is called mukhyarthaha. That primary process is called mukhya vrittihi. Okay, every statement has got primary meaning, that is primary process, primary meaning. Mukhya vrittihi, mukhya arthaha. Similarly, statements can have the secondary meaning also. Secondary process is called lakshana vrittihi. Secondary process is called lakshana vrittihi. Similarly, secondary meaning is called lakshyarthaha. Secondary meaning is called lakshyarthaha. There is a rule, whenever the primary meaning is not fitting to that words, when you make a statement, when the primary meaning is not or doesn't suit, doesn't fit its meaning, you have to go to a secondary meaning. You have to go to a secondary meaning. Primary meaning is powerful. First primary meaning only you have to take. I'll give lot of examples, then you understand. First preparing the ground, okay? Then I'll give the examples. So you apply the primary meaning alone first. So take the primary meaning. Then you see how can this primary meaning works now. Then you go for secondary meaning. For example, first I'll use a example. Then you go to secondary meaning, again bifurcations are there. Again classifications in secondary meaning. Lakshyartha or lakshana vritti, there is a lot of analysis. Now let us understand what is the primary meaning. When it is not fitting, that meaning it is not giving properly, what is the secondary meaning I have to take? Let us see few examples first. People make a statement, when you see the paper, newspaper, the bench gave a verdict. The bench gave a verdict. Bench, you know what is bench. You know what is verdict. Okay? Final report. They give, no? In the court and all, they give final verdict. Supreme Court gave a verdict. 15 days back, High Court gave a verdict. Now you know what is verdict. Okay. The bench gave a verdict. What is the primary meaning of bench? Wooden bench. Isn't it? Bench, how can bench can give a verdict? Huh? Bench gave a verdict when we hear that word. Have you heard that word? The bench gave a verdict. Primary meaning of bench is what? Wooden bench. Which I am sitting here. This is a bench. Can this bench give a verdict? Can never give. So, you never take, when I say bench gave a verdict, you never take this bench. You take the panel of lawyers, is called bench. The panel of lawyers sitting, and that bench gave a verdict. I didn't say lawyers gave verdict. But I say what? Bench gave verdict. Primary meaning is what? Bench. Does it fit? Does it fit? When I say primary meaning, if you take bench, bench cannot give verdict. So primary meaning doesn't fit. Therefore I have to do what? I have to go to secondary meaning. Bench means not wooden bench. Bench means the panel of lawyers, the group of lawyers put together. That is called bench. there's a chairperson, they say. Today, a chairperson. Chairperson and a chair person. Chair is not person. Like that in our regular day-to-day routine also, we are using so many words. It doesn't fit. They entered the well and shouted. You know, then the political terms are coming. They entered the well and shouted. What do you mean by well? The well in our house, what is the well? That is the well. They entered the well and shouted. Recently, the opposition party entered the well and shouted. In the parliament, is there any well? In assembly, is there any well? No. Well means what? Where the speaker sits near, that whole place is called well. That they call it as well. So, opposition party entered the well and shouted means you don't take in my house well, how many opposition party leaders are there? You don't search in your well. Primary meaning of well is what? That well which is in our house. What is that? It doesn't suit. Yeah. Well, they have entered the well and shouted at the ruling party or speaker. They have shouted at speaker. Suppose they say, immediately what do you do? Without asking, you don't ask me how they can enter the well and shout at Swami. You don't ask. What do? You go for secondary meaning. How you do that? How you did? Some buddhi is there. You utilize that buddhi. How well they can enter the well and shout at the speaker. There, well means not primary meaning well. The bench gave verdict means there in that statement bench means not primary meaning bench. Mukhyartha doesn't fit. That time what you have to take secondary meaning? You have to take lakshyartha or secondary meaning. Now are you following? Am I reaching you? Okay. You have to take the lakshyartha, secondary meaning. When this meaning doesn't fit, you have to take that. That's what Shankaracharya analyzed in Vakyavritti also. So, now what you have understood, what is Mukhyartha, what is Lakshyartha? Mukhyavritti, Lakshanavritti. This Mukhyartha only is called Vakyartha. Vakyartha Virodaha Asti Chet Lakshyarthaha Sikartavyam. Whenever the primary meaning doesn't fit in the bench, well, in that verse, primary meaning doesn't suit, you go for what? Lakshyartha. You have to take Lakshyarthaha. Lakshyarthaha Sikartavyaha. Okay? This example is enough. Previous, my old examples are what? I gave one example. The government is putting ceiling on all private properties. The government putting ceiling on all private properties. That's why one person, after constructing all walls, he didn't put the ceiling. And somebody came and asked, why you didn't put ceiling in? No, yesterday I read the news. Government is going to put the ceiling on all private properties. Therefore, I am waiting. Government may come and put ceiling in. Then that person said, my dear, don't take primary meaning. Don't take primary meaning. Do you remember this example? That time I told, since one class. Ceiling means there, what? Ceiling and what? They are taking the property, private property, ceiling. Like that, so many examples are there. But one rule is there. when primary meaning doesn't fit immediately. Okay, one more example also. Shyam, Ram or Shyam? Ram or Shyam na black money, white money. In North India and all, they use Ram or Shyam. Shyam na black money, Ram na white money. Now, suppose I say black money. Do you search for black color? Primary meaning of black money is what? Every note must appear as black, star-like. It should appear black money. No black color. Nowhere black color. So you have to understand black money means that money doesn't come under auditing and accounts. Not black money. But black money, you don't search for black color. Immediately you understand black money means money need not be in black color. It is in secret place, it's called black money. Black money means what? It is in secret place and artha. Without having any accounts. So many examples. White money and money and white irukuma enna? White. Like that, some places white house they put. We see white house and ella white irukuma enna? Chumma peru vepa. Another person say, my house is on the main road enna? My house is on the main road. Enga the house main road la irukuma enna? But generally what we use? On the main road. Do you take literal meaning? Primary meaning? Next day government will come, first bulldozer it. They, first of all he cannot construct. Where is the question of removing? But the person's statement is what? My house is on the main road. Aluthuma solluva. Force on the main road. You understand. You read in between lines. What is that in between? Road is on the main road means it is near main road. On, not on the main road. After footpath only. Behind only it is there. Like this, mukhyartha, lakshyartha. Okay? Now you can extrapolate so many corollaries you can take. So many examples also you can take. Now today rain, which side you are going? They will ask you. If you have a car, they will ask you, which side you are going? I am going so and so side, you don't answer. Do you want a lift? You ask. Do you want a lift? You ask. She didn't ask you, please give me lift. She didn't ask, give me lift. What she has asked? Which side you are going? Which route you are going? But what your answer must be? I am going so and so route, you have to say. But you understand her intention. You understand her intention. Then you give answer what she wants. Clear? I am going that route only, you come, I'll give you the lift. Or not, I am not going that side, I am going other side. Even though I am going other side, no problem, I'll drop you. Like this, all no interactions happen. Podhuma? Enough? Appa. Okay. Now, next. If what we have got, mukhyartha and lakshyartha. Lakshana vritti, lakshyartha. Mukhya vritti, mukhyartha. Primary process, primary meaning. Primary process is called mukhya vritti. Primary meaning is called mukhyartha. When primary meaning is not fitting, I can go for secondary meaning. When it is not fitting only, at the same time, it is close to the primary meaning. I should not drop whole primary meaning. I have to take the secondary meaning which is connected to, close to. Without leaving the whole primary meaning, I have to keep the connection, the secondary meaning. Clear? Like that, I have to see the secondary process is called lakshana vritti. செகண்டரி மீனிங் இஸ் கால்டு லக்ஷ்யார்த்தா. இந்த நாலு டெக்னிக்கல் டேர்ம்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். முக்கியாவிருத்தி முக்கியார்த்தா, லக்ஷணாவிருத்தி லக்ஷ்யார்த்தா, பிரைமரி ப்ராசஸ் பிரைமரி மீனிங், செகண்டரி ப்ராசஸ் செகண்டரி மீனிங். நைட்டுக்கு யூ வில் கெட் ட்ரீம் ஆல்சோ. ஓகே, யூ கேனாட் ஃபர்கெட். நவ் கம் இன் லக்ஷணாவிருத்தி லக்ஷ்யார்த்தா. This Lakshanavritti, secondary meaning is of three types. Secondary meaning is of three types. Okay? Secondary meaning is of three types. Number one is Jahati Lakshana. Jahati Lakshana. Number two is Ajahati Lakshana. Ajahati Lakshana. Number three is Bhagalakshana. Bhagalakshana. Number three is Bhagalakshana. Or you can call them as Jahati Lakshana as Jahal Lakshana. Jahal Lakshana. Ajahati you can call it as Ajahal Lakshana. Ajahal Lakshana. I will explain what is Jahal Ajahal. Okay. Ajahal Lakshana. It is Bhaga Lakshana can be called as Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana or Jahati Ajahati Lakshana. Jahati Ajahati mix panna. Jahati Ajahati Lakshana. Third one. Now three Laksharthas. ஜஹதி லக்ஷ்யார்த்தஹ, ஜஹதி லக்ஷண லக்ஷணாவிருத்தி செகண்டரி ப்ராசஸ் லக்ஷணாவிருத்தி, ஜஹதி லக்ஷண அஜஹதி லக்ஷண ஜஹத் அஜஹதி லக்ஷண, ஆர் தேர்ட் ஒன் கேன் பி கால்ட் அஸ் பாக லக்ஷண ஆர் பாக தியாக லக்ஷண ஆர் ஜஹத் அஜஹல் லக்ஷண. அப்ப ஜஹத் அஜஹல் லக்ஷண, திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சம்சோதனம். We are trying to arrive at the appropriate meaning. Now we have to see the example for each one. Jahati Lakshana, Ajahati Lakshana, Jahad Ajahati Lakshana. The examples, one by one, first I will give Jahati Lakshana. Jahati Lakshana, Jaha means Ha Dhatu, to give up. Ha-dhatu, to give up. Jahati means the total primary meaning when you give up, total exclusion of primary meaning is called Jahati Lakshana. Total giving up of the primary meaning when it doesn't fit, total exclusion of primary meaning is called Jahati Lakshana. Then Ajahati Lakshana, not dropping the total primary meaning, you have to take the primary meaning also and you add some more. That is called Ajahati. Where primary meaning is included, not dropped, Ajahati. Jahati means dropping. What primary meaning? Total. But in second one, Ajahati Lakshana, I don't drop the primary meaning totally. Primary meaning included, inclusive Lakshana. That is why it is called Ajahati. Ajahati means not dropping the primary meaning. When primary meaning doesn't suit, I include the primary meaning as well as secondary. I will add some more to the secondary meaning. All are secondary meaning only. Lakshyarthanala secondary meaning. When I take that secondary meaning, the primary meaning without dropping, it must have Sakya Sambandha Lakshana. It must be connected. Sambandham illadhu eduthukudadhu. Without connection, I should not take something else. India is playing with Pakistan. This is also a good old example. Swamiji always used this example, Paramarthananda Swamiji. India is playing with Pakistan. India is playing with Pakistan. How can India play with Pakistan? So you have to go for secondary meaning. Indian players are playing with Pakistan players. Like that. So, ajahati lakshana means not dropping. Now, jahada jahal lakshana means what? You take one part from primary meaning, one part from secondary meaning. Jahada jahal lakshana. You mix it. That what example also Rama himself is giving. One part you take, one part you give up. Which part you have to take, which part you have to give up, you have to be careful. Okay? That and all we will see when example comes. That is why bhaga tyaga lakshana. Oru bhagam mattum tyagam pannu. Why all this in a jivatma paramatma aikyam tatvam asi, how can we arrive at that? It's a big process. Methodically, systematically, our teachers, they present to arrive at Mahavakya. So, bhaga lakshana or bhaga tyaga lakshana. One part only I take, other part I drop. Clear now? You have what? Mukhyartha, lakshyartha. Lakshyartha, again three types. Jahal lakshana, ajahal lakshana, jahad ajahal lakshana. Jahad ajahal lakshana enna artham? Jahat, one part you give up. Ajahat, one part you don't give up. Is called jahad ajahal lakshana. Clear? Now look into the shloka. Not over. Some more examples I have to give. Then only you come to understand this. Some more examples I will give for jahati lakshana, ajahal lakshana. I have not given examples for this. Jahati lakshana, ajahati lakshana, bhaga lakshana. That example I will give. Jahati lakshana, primary meaning you have to give up. That already I have given the example. Primary meaning you have to give up totally. Bench gave the verdict, you can never take the bench. Isn't it? So you have to give up totally the primary meaning. Isn't it? Primary meaning you have to give up. That is jahal lakshana, jahati lakshana. Then ajahati lakshana, shastra example is there, but before that world examples we have to see them. Therefore, jahal lakshana, total exclusive of primary meaning is called jahal lakshana. For that, I gave that cricket players, India playing with Pakistan, totally, that is jahal lakshana, jahati lakshana. The well example, bench example, totally you give up that meaning. That is called jahal lakshana example. You take ajahati lakshana, not dropping, and you take the primary meaning also and add something. Okay? One more example also. I ate two plates today. I ate two plates today. How can you eat two plates? You can never eat two plates. So, you have to drop that. Similarly, ajahati lakshana, another example is, bring two plates of idli. Bring two plates of idli. You order the server. He brings only idli. Primary meaning of that statement is what? Bring two plates of idli. Wife and husband both are sitting. Two plates. And amma one plate, enak one plate. Two plates of idli. Ajahati lakshana. You should not drop the primary meaning. You have to add something. Along with idli, what he brings? Chutney, sambar. Two types of chutney. Included, added. Not dropped two plates of idli. Without dropping the two plates of idli, he brings that also and add ajahati, not dropping the primary meaning and adding sambar, milha podi and another chutney, tenga chutney, okay, coconut chutney, you have to add. Otherwise how can you eat? You cannot eat. You don't say bring milha podi also, bring sambar also. You don't say bring two plates of idli. No, he understands. What he understands? Ajahati lakshana. Ajahati lakshana he understands. In a cricket match when you are seeing Pakistan playing with India, means you understand jahati lakshana. When I talk jahati, ajahati, enna swami dry air kanna. Examples when you hear idli, pasiko, no? You feel hungry. Ajahati lakshana. Now bhaga lakshana. Jahada jahati lakshana. I ate mango. You ate mango along with the seed. One bhagam you have to drop. And one part you have to take. This is called bhaga lakshana. What you bhaga you have done tyaga. Bhaga tyaga. The seed of mango you have dropped. I ate banana. You drop the tool and eat banana. One bhaga tyagam. I ate mango means I took 2 cups of payasam today. I took 2 cups of payasam. You took along with the cups. You drop the cup. You take only payasam. So, I ate mango and you drop the seed. You took the mango. You have to take the mango only. Connected to the primary meaning only. I ate mango. Jackfruit. Jackfruit cannot come. What is the primary statement? I ate mango. In Jahada Jahal Lakshana, mango only you have to eat. That is connection to the first one. Jahada Jahal Lakshana. Appa. Now, are you happy? Look into the shloka now. Bhaga lakshana na enda. I ate mango. I drank 2 cups of payasam. Like this all jahada jahal lakshana. Like that Ishvara jivaniki you have to do jahada jahal lakshana. With regard to jiva and Ishvara, that attributes of jiva, before going to jiva Ishvara, Shastra gives one well known example, Soyam Devadattaha. Soyam Devadattaha. Saha Devadattaha, Ayam Devadattaha. Soyam Devadattaha. That Devadatta is this Devadatta. That example Rama is taking. Rama is not taking a mango example, idli example. Rama is taking Shastric example. You see the shloka 27th. Soyam padarthau iva bhaga lakshana. Soyam padartha, this soyam devadatta, in that pada artha, you have to take bhaga lakshana. That devadatta, when he was studying in Kumbakonam, when he was very young, 6 year old, now 60 year old, that Devadatta is this Devadatta. You cannot break Jahati Lakshana. You cannot drop the person. Even that person, only this person. Can you drop the whole person? Three people are meeting in park. Nama park irukkillaiyo inga. Oh, time up. Okay. That Soyam Devadatta, let them sit in the park. Vishnu Datta, Devadatta, this Devadatta, they are there, three of them are sitting, they are talking. Let them talk for some time. We'll see in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. ॐ शांति 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 ही हरि ही ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ही ओम.